Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, A Gift Card for Eternal Life.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all graciousness toward everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded, slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves and hating one another. But when the kindness and generous love of God our Savior appeared, not because of any righteous deeds we had done, but because of His mercy, He saved us through the bath of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He richly poured out on us through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that we might be justified by His grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. The Word of the Lord. Many of us have received gift cards to different stores, grocery stores, department stores, Amazon. We don't have the actual gift in our possession when we are presented with it, but we know that we will have it when we redeem the gift card. This came to mind when I read Paul's letter for today. Paul tells Titus to remind the church to live according to the new way, the way Jesus taught, the way God's love wants us to live. Paul reminds us as well that it is only by the generous and merciful love of God for us that we are called to this life. It is by no merit of our own that God has poured out the Holy Spirit on us through Jesus our Savior. He tells us that we are not only chosen to live the life of Christ as we journey in this life, but we have been made heirs to eternal life. We have inherited the gift to live forever. We have this assurance not because we have earned it, not because we deserve it. Far from it. We have been sinners. And yet, God has promised us eternal life. Isn't that what we crave? Don't we instinctively cling to life? Don't we at times fear death? To live forever, to know that death is not an end, but only a change, a transformation. St. John tells us that we don't know what we shall be in eternal life, but that we shall see God as He is. We shall be fulfilled and share in the communion of saints. And this life will never end. This gift, this inheritance is ours. Again, not because we are worthy or have done anything to deserve it, but because Jesus has done this for us. We believe that God loves us so much that He wants us to be with Him forever. This is the gift of hope in eternal life. During this month of November, when the church remembers in a special way those who have died, we cannot help but face the fact of our own mortality. This is the time to give serious thought to Paul's words. We are heirs in hope of eternal life. This gift is given to us simply because God loves us. We have only to reflect on this to be joyful. I had an experience teaching seventh grade students in a religion class that I would like to pass on to you. We were discussing heaven and death, and I used the expression, checking out for when we die. One student raised his hand and said, "Sister, you shouldn't say checking out for when we die. You should say cashing in." Sometimes we learn more from our students than we teach. That's what happened to me that day. Thank you.